This is JIS News. Coming up, gold mine water supply system to be upgraded. More than 300 arrested since January for electricity theft, and KSAC to roll out 2015 vendor registration program. The news in detail after this message. Come everybody, make we
join the line, celebrate. Join the Ministry of Youth and Culture as we celebrate emancipation and independence under the theme
Proud and Free Jamaica 53.
Check out Independence Village in Kingston
from August 1 to 6.
Rural Jamaica comes alive with emancipation vigils,
church services,
sounds of drums,
street dances,
fun days and concerts.
Make sure to line the streets as a festival bandwagon passes through your community with the best of the local talents.
Visit jcdc.gov.jm and its social media pages for further details.
Make we celebrate with culture, with people, and with freedom!
Now the news. More than 5,000 residents of Bellis Gate, St. Catherine and surrounding communities will benefit from improved water supply with the upgrade of the gold mine water supply system being undertaken at a cost of $75 million. Ground was broken on July 17 to start the rehabilitation works to be carried out over 6 months. Speaking at the ceremony, Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller noted that over the years, the gold mine water supply system has fallen into a state of disrepair and is now in need of major rehabilitation. These works, Mrs. Simpson-Miller says, are even more critical as the existing system is severely hampered by the extreme drought conditions now affecting the country.
The fact is that the current state of these water supply systems is making the severe effects of the drought worse for the people of this area and other areas. As we improve water management, it is important that we improve the capacity of this system to provide a reliable supply to the people.
Prime Minister Simpson-Miller says the rehabilitation project is one of several initiatives being undertaken by the government to better manage water resources. The Jamaica Public Service Company, JPS, is reporting that operations carried out in collaboration with members of the security forces have resulted in the arrest of over 300 persons for electricity theft since the start of the year. In a press release issued Monday, JPS said its crews have also taken down more than 9,000 throw-up lines for the corresponding period. During the latest operation in Windsor Heights, St. Catherine, 850 throw-up lines were removed and one man arrested. Corporate Communications Officer JPS Audrey Williams says 10 persons have been found guilty of electricity theft over the past 2 months and fined $150,000 each.
We have roughly 200,000 persons in this country who do not pay for the electricity that they use. And that's not fair to the company, and it's not fair to all the other paying customers. Regularization is important for several reasons. It's an economic issue, but it's also a safety issue, because very often we hear of persons, and it's especially heartbreaking when it's young people, children, whose lives are cut short or who are severely injured due to coming into contact with illegal connections.
Persons wishing to become regularized may call 1-888-225-5577 for further information. The Kingston and St. Andrew Corporation, KSAC, will be undertaking a vendor registration program as it seeks to maintain order in the market district. The program will run from July 21 to August 31. Commercial Services Manager at the KSAC, Gary Robotham, says the initiative will target persons engaged in vending activities within the formal markets and designated vending areas in Kingston and St. Andrew.
The aim of the vendor registration program is to ensure that all vendors operating within legal areas are registered, and registration allows you to operate legally. The monitoring of the registration program will be done on a weekly basis, and we will assess and review the strategies each week. But the ultimate aim is to have all our vendors in our markets and arcades fully registered.
Mr. Robotham was speaking in an interview with JIS News Monday. The vending fees are $3,000 annually for stalls in markets and arcades, $5,000 for off-street annex, and $6,000 for approved on-street areas. And the National Irrigation Commission will be embarking on an economic feasibility study for the implementation of a wind farm to generate 5 megawatts of energy in the Newark Spurtree area in Manchester. The initiative, to be conducted over the next 18 months, will seek to assess the viability of utilizing wind technology to reduce the electricity cost of providing irrigation to farmers. Director, Energy Economics and Planning in the Ministry of Science, Technology, Energy and Mining, Yvonne Barrett-Edwards, says this project will contribute to the government's goal of reducing energy costs and improving efficiency. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.